The Baseball Bat, Chapter 8, Flipping Out. On Monday, I arrived at school to find that the teacher had changed the seating chart. I was moved to the second row in the middle, the desk in this classroom were the individual seats with the writing board attached. The desk was made of wood and metal with a smooth writing surface. The writing area could be lifted to store books and school supplies underneath. What bothered me about the new seating arrangement was the boy sitting behind me, Don, who squirmed in his seat a lot. He would hit the back of my chair with his feet from time to time. One time, he hit my seat a little harder than he had previously, and I turned and stared at him for about 5 seconds. He just seemed to smile and kept squirming. He was clueless that I was trying to intimidate him with my size and mean look in an attempt to get him to stop. By Wednesday of that week, I was getting really annoyed at him putting his feet on my seat. It reminded me of the time over Christmas holiday break when my mother took me to a walk-in theater for the first time, and the guy behind me kicked my seat. Before this, I had only been to the Commerce Drive-In to see movies. The walk-in concept, now known as movie theaters, was new to me. After experiencing both walk-ins and drive-ins, I decided I liked drive-ins better to avoid people bothering me. My heart was beating faster. I knew I was getting angry. Don kicked the seat again. I stood up, lifted so hard on the desk writing area, so the entire desk toppled backward and Don landed on his back. The teacher and the rest of the class stared in surprise. I sat back down in my seat, hoping the class would just continue, but the teacher asked to see both Don and me in the hall. The teacher asked, "Tom, why did you do that?" "I think Don got what he deserved. Since you changed the seating arrangement, he's been kicking my chair all week. I turned around several times and glared at him, but he wouldn't stop. Do you have a better solution?" Yes, I do, Tom," she said. "Come and talk to me before you get to the point where you disrupt the entire class. Don, what do you have to say for yourself?" And Don replied, "I never kicked his chair. I don't know what he's talking about." "Liar," I snapped. "Boys, I'm going to put together a new seating chart after lunch," she said. "Now, let's all go in, take your seats so I can finish this lesson." We returned to the classroom and made it through the lesson without incident. After lunch, we had a new seating chart. I sat in my new desk, satisfied that my seat would not be touched. However, people avoided talking to me that day. My goals were to not get angry and have lots of friends, but I did get angry, and I don't believe I did a lot to help people get in line to be my friend. At least school would be out for the summer in a month, so I wouldn't have to face the people in this class for a few months. I was hoping Gramps would be out so I could talk to him about what happened at school. I hoped he wouldn't be disappointed in me. After school, I went down to the hill and sat on Gramps' picnic table, but I never saw him. Eventually, I went back up and waited for my mother to get home. Our game on Tuesday was rained out, but we did have a game Thursday. We played the Dodgers again. I was able to get 2 more hits and steal 2 more bases. We won the game and now have a record of 3 wins and 2 losses. I made every play at first base, except for one throw that was way over my head and out of reach. Some parents still commented about me being the machine when I made a play at first. I was still batting 6th in the lineup. Coach changed around the 7th through 9th spots a little, but he never altered the first 6 spots. Art seemed to walk about half the time. Maybe the pitchers were afraid of him. After he would walk, he had such good speed, he usually scored. Of course, Stan hit behind him, and he must have been hitting about 800. The desk flipping incident was not brought up at any point during the game. I knew many of my classmates had heard about it, or my teammates had heard about it. On Friday after school, I went down to the lake and saw Gramps this time. "Tommy boy, the star first baseman, how are you?" I had not told Gramps about being called the machine because I didn't want him calling me that. Gramps, remember when you taught me about having goals and controlling my anger? Well, of course! How's that been going? I've done well, but I've been able to control my anger in many situations where previously I would have lost control. I'm really trying to focus on my goals and stand some situations that I don't like, but I hesitated. I did have a problem this week. Tom, come sit on the picnic table and tell me about it. Gramps had a way of making me feel comfortable. No matter what I had to say, we both sat on the top of the picnic table, and I told him the story of what happened. There's an important rule about anger management that I haven't told you. No one is perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. Do you believe that? You don't ever seem to make any mistakes, I said. Gramps laughed and said, I've made many more mistakes than you. In my 60 years, I have learned a lot from my mistakes, and I try not to make them again, but every once in a while, I still do. Wednesday was my 5th wedding anniversary, and I completely forgot about it. When I woke up, Mrs. Davis had a present for me. She was very upset with me forgetting the anniversary. So I had to quickly call the Rooster Tail restaurant down in the Detroit River to make reservations. We went there on Wednesday, so I was able to do some damage control, but I still made a mistake. Gramps, wow, I can hardly believe you forgot your anniversary. You've only been married 5 years? How can that be? You have adult children. Tom, I was married 13 years to my first wife, less than 3 years to my second wife, and now 5 years to the third, and hopefully last wife. Yes, I made many mistakes along the way, or I would have been married 37 years to the first wife. So when you make a mistake, you cannot beat yourself up. You need to learn from your mistakes and move on. Sometimes you need to do what I had to do on Wednesday, put your tail between your legs and beg for forgiveness. I laughed when he said this. I also realized why he wasn't home when I came down on Wednesday. So, will the flipping of the desk episode haunt you forever? I bet it will be long forgotten by the start of 5th grade. You made a mistake. No big deal. Let's laugh it off and learn from it. Now, how should you have handled the situation instead? My response was the typical, I guess I should have told the teacher. Gramps told me, there's a practical solution and an emotional solution. If you tell the teacher and she moves your seat, you have solved the practical problem by avoiding the situation. Sometimes the practical solution is best, and it might have been in this situation. What would the emotional solution have been? I'm not sure, I replied. The emotional solution is thinking differently about the situation. You told me you have been able to do this. How could you apply it here? All right, I should have kept in mind on my goals to have friends and not getting angry. I should have told myself I don't like Don kicking my seat, but I can stand it, and since I stood it the 2 previous days, I should have told myself that it wasn't awful, because awful would be getting hit over the head with a baseball bat. What should Don have done? Gramps asked. I should have expected him to act like himself, and that was squirm around and kick chairs. Yes, Gramps replied. If you would have done all that logical thinking, you probably would not have gotten angry and been able to think better about how to solve the problem. Now, given that Don is a hyperactive boy, you probably couldn't have reasoned with him or stopped his behavior. Even after putting him on the floor, you didn't teach him anything, except that he probably now thinks you're a mean kid. So the only appropriate solution is to calmly tell the teacher that you're having a hard time concentrating in the class with Don kicking your seat, and ask her if there was any way that you or maybe Don could sit somewhere else. Since the teacher wants you to concentrate in class, I'm thinking she would have gladly accommodated if you would ask her nicely. Makes sense, Gramps. I'll continue to work on this. I really want to act in ways that support my goals. Now, what has four wheels and flies? Gramps asked. Hey, I've heard this one before. I know the answer is a garbage truck, but I don't get it because garbage trucks don't fly, I responded. Gramps laughed and said, no, but those little flying insects like to hang around garbage trucks. So it has four wheels and also has flies. I laughed. Now it makes sense. Let me ask you about another joke. I thought that the joke about the newspaper was strange. I know the spinal column has a pink cover, but why is a newspaper black and white and red all over? Gramps laughed when I asked him about this joke. I doubt the joke is about the spinal column. What do you do with a newspaper? Well, I read the sports section and throw the rest out. So you read the newspaper. What did you do to Sunday's newspaper? I read it. Well, at least the sports page. So if a lot of people read the newspaper, you could say it is read all over. I laughed out loud.